Today on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This is Mike O'Meara, fix it guy. Really happy to have you along for the ride here. See if the little thing coming out, the leech, if the leech is coming out and not see the right, the door not close.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want door not close. Mm-hmm. And in my house, I will close the door whenever the I please.
Action Park was a rite of passage. I loved the documentary. It was a total nostalgia trip for me. However, I am surprised they didn't discuss the bar that was at the entrance. The place was a ski lodge, and they kept the bar. They kept the bar that was upstairs when you walked in. It had a giant window that overlooked the park. All the parents, including mine, would pay the entrance fee. Then we would run off while they went upstairs and drank for 8 hours straight.
All that and more. The Mike O'Meara Show starts now. Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MearaShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MearaShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Meara Show.
Tuesday after the 3-day Labor Day weekend. Hope you enjoyed the last weekend of the summer, or as we call it in Florida, what you people do up north. Because, you know, it doesn't change.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's still like 98 degrees down here, sure. So that's the way it works. When we start the show every day, I come in on audio first, followed by video, sometimes at the same time. I have to say that I know, and I'm self-aware enough to know that I periodically come into the show a little frustrated, maybe not in the best of moods all the time, and it's just refreshing to hear Oscar come in with a day like that as well. To the point today where I wasn't planning on doing this when I came. I was very aware, where especially after a 3-day weekend, that I have to do this sometimes, that I psych myself into being positive,
right,
and pleasant. And after watching this Apple show, the morning show, I'm even more aware of being positive and not being dickish. And so when I came in today and I hear that Oscar's kind of doing a me, because Oscar gets frustrated because he does so much, I actually your mood coming in was to the point where I began to walk on eggshells around you. Which I mentioned simply because it's a bit of a role reversal, and Oscar's usually, you know, I mean, I know both you guys kind of do it with me sometimes, and it's just nice to be the guy that's trying to not do that today.
The funny thing is how close it almost didn't even happen, because I had a little trouble with my iPads today, so I was a few minutes late getting here. They wouldn't sync, and I jumped on, and I said, hey, Pony, while you have a moment, why don't you clear that stuff out of the studio? And that's when he said, and this was his tone, oh, Oscar's here. I mean, if we had had one more minute, 60
my dad,
scant
but my
seconds.
Oscar's here. He's in the building.
No. That is not fair to me.
I'm going to be fair to you. Hold on. So the one thing I heard that I don't know anything about was you and Rob were having a conversation before you started talking to Pony.
Yes.
And Rob said something about you had a bit of a weekend where you didn't have a weekend. He was very busy.
We're building.
Is it about that thing we talked about? So that makes total sense. And then it was with Pony, who is subbing for Maddie this week. Pony, let's get your what is your pucker factor right now, or what was your pucker factor a moment ago when we had a little glitch at the beginning of the show? What's your state of mind, Matthew?
My state of mind is one of like, here we go again. I don't know how this effing happened this time. The thing that worked 2 weeks ago isn't working now. It's so frustrating when the state of equipment changes so rapidly, and you have no way to very quickly reprogram it and make it work.
Well, I just did that for you.
Right.
Oh, here we go.
So there is a way.
Here we go. I have to say, we were getting nowhere. Oscar stood up, left the studio. Everything was back to normal.
I said,
again.
Let me do your job for you.
Yeah. Did you show him? Did you show him what you did?
But he should know this.
Was it a
now.
Simple fix?
Yes. Yes. There's a redundancy
Matthew?
In place.
Yes, it was a fix that I was going to try next. It's just a matter of...
come on, Donald.
You have to have a methodical method for problem solving.
Yes, and that's... I mean, don't you have that?
I do, but
then
it's
what
not
did I come in and do is say, what's
immediate.
The problem?
Methodical. I was going through the list of options.
Oh, okay,
he
it,
has
it.
A
I know
methodical
one option,
method.
The option of calling Maddie.
To work. Oh, yeah, he was calling Maddie.
We're good. The crux,
just, let me ask yes, this, because yes. I heard you say one thing.
Yes.
And by the way, we'll get done with our happy back to work day.
It's great to be here.
Labor Day.
We'll get rid of our housekeeping in a second here. Labor Day. You mentioned yes. Write it down.
Yes.
Pony. By the way, when I call Pony to reconnect studios, I would say the last time I did it, one of the Pony, would that have been one of the fastest, if not the fast, like reconnect we've done ever?
Oh,
it was
yeah,
like
absolutely.
Super fast.
It was
I was on the
butter.
Phone with you maybe less than 2 minutes and we got it done. And it was over. Do you have a, Oscar always says, write things down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a big fat book somewhere with everything written down?
I don't, do we have a Google Doc? Yeah, we have a Google Doc with everything.
Yeah, there are
yeah.
docs,
yeah.
but
yeah.
again, some of the processes change so rapidly that you can't always,
update.
Yeah. Yeah. And switching things on the Sling just takes forever because the Sling is a slow.
What's the Sling?
Don't, that's the mechanism we use on the back end as a backup.
My shoulder's separated.
This is at the root of it. Matt is being repped up. Like I said, Pony Boy 2021,
right.
where we've coddled him so many. Like, and this is the truth. I wrote Pony Boy and I talked all weekend about multiple things about this show. And I said to him in a very nice note, I said, "Look, I know you know you think I'm being hard on you, but I'm setting you up for the next 20 years of your life. Please follow along, and you're going to be." I was like, "By the time this year, you're going to be in a different." Space in your life that's going to change the way you're living, and I was waiting for a like, love you too, man. Something back.
You should give me that pep talk.
We're not so sure you have a year, Mike.
I sure don't have 20.
And ask me what
not
I got
doing
back.
This show.
Ask me what I got back.
What'd
from
you
the
get
man.
Back
after
on
I
your
poured
phone?
My
What'd
heart
get?
Out to him, saying, "I know I'm being hard on you, but I'm going to trust me. This is a process for you. We're going to make this work." And I looked at my phone. I'm like, I wonder if he wrote me. Oh, maybe he didn't get the it looks like he got the text.
Right. Delivered.
Nothing. Nothing back. Nothing back.
Matthew, what are we going to do with you?
Matthew.
You know, that was a very long night. And it was a rough time.
No.
The next
Just
day
like when
fine.
I said, do you have a book? You gave me. No, it's always, here's my pep talk. And I was going to give Oscar a hard time for coming in a bad mood. Let me tell you what happened to that. That's gone now.
Gone. What happened? Don't know.
Okay. Gone. I welcome his bad mood now. That answer about do you keep a book? You gave me lots of words, but it was no, I don't. So you should, even though... something's in a Google Drive, it should be written down outside of the electronics. My advice would be live outside of the electronics.
Right.
I can't
write things down.
Out.
Write things down in a book that, like a binder book that you could refer
we
to.
We have
with
a sweet
labels.
Binder. We've got everything we need in there. It's
and
just
Pony.
The
don't you carry? Don't you carry a small notebook? I think I've seen you with a small notebook.
Yeah, he's got a little notebook.
Oh, that's for writing down like the spots and making sure that we run the right spots. And stuff.
Then there should be another one that you carry around.
It's an evolution. I agree, Mike. An evolution of process, right? So. We will get this right. And Pony Boy.
All right, let me ask this.
Yes.
When I ask you about the numbers for, and by the way, we're getting into the weeds with our technical stuff here.
Right.
for you know, the different addresses and connecting numbers and ISPs and all the stuff people that bores people. Where do you keep that so you have it so handy? Because yeah, it's not in the inner government. You have it somewhere. Where do you have it?
Well, it is in the inner government because networking is one of the things that I'm very skilled with.
Like the bebop doo doo.
So you know those numbers really are in your head.
But what we do is we figure out what the numbers are once we start the process. And then I'm able to tell you, okay, then you need to set it to this and this.
What? I don't know what that answer is. R2, listen. When I called you and I said, what are the numbers here? You didn't read that off of something?
He read it off a screen. He literally just ports in, figures out what options there are, and reads it off a screen. Like it's fed to him from the system.
Here's the problem. Why don't we let him answer? Why don't we let him answer?
I'll be over here.
who had 9 minutes into the show, first show of the week, we have what may be a lifelong bit. Ponies new. That will now put it in a primary place. That will be. That will now be Pony Sounder.
Do you have the one where he's yelling?
What's that?
Do you have the R2 sound where he screams?
Don't get involved, Pony.
Yeah.
Don't ruin it.
Pony, so you do have those numbers filed somewhere, correct?
No, the way it works is I have you tell me what your IP address is. Then from there, I'm able to tell you what you need to set your equipment to.
Okay. All right. Very good. But what I'm setting my equipment to is basically the same as my IP address, right?
Right. But your IP address changes periodically.
Okay. So in other words, if I was to just know they're just slight modifications of the numbers. They're not. They're written in differently.
Correct.
That's pretty much it. Okay. Thank you. All right. So we
just about the right length too, isn't it?
Yeah, it works.
regarding the show today, and because this is happy time now, we're doing the show. It wouldn't be happy time if something. You don't think anything's going to go wrong today, do you?
I think everything's going to be fantastic.
Okay, that's great. That's the answer.
Now we're in a good spot. We're in a good spot.
Yes,
that's good. So Oscar was working over the weekend. Didn't get a lot of Labor Day fun. Did you do anything fun over the weekend, Oscar Santana?
I did. I got a chance to go see my mom, and we had a cookout, and that was sweet and nice. And
how is her mood?
My mom's mood?
Yeah.
Oh, she's super needy, but. You know,
did she get into a defensive crouch about her vacuum again, or was it largely happy?
No, she wanted to do El Zoom on her computer, not her phone anymore. And I had to teach her that, which is always fun for someone who's basically 70. And you're like, this is Zoom. This is the cursor. This is how you move the cursor. This is how you use the mouse. Not something you want to do on a Sunday night, but it's good to see my mom. Good to see my mom. And as far as Pony Boy is concerned, look, there are bumps in the road. We get past them. We move on. I just feel like an executive producer of a show, which is Pony Boy is, should know every in and out of the studio and every fix as well.
Right.
And that's what I said to him in the room when I said, hey, man, have you ever done this before? And he looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, when was the last time he did this? He goes, well, last time Maddie was out. And I said, okay, well, then what happened last time? He goes, it worked last time. I said, well, what happens if it doesn't work? What is the backup we have?
I'm seeing a parallel here, and I'm no executive producer, but let me just put this out. So the last time Maddie left, we had this problem.
No,
we didn't have a problem. I said, we did this. We actually had to run the video.
All right, yeah. So this is an isolated incident.
But the redundancy we have in place is simply the backup, and he should just think about that. Boom.
Hate to do this.
Yeah.
Don't.
But I'm going to give the, what I say here is kind of like going to let Pony off the hook, but it is true.
You should.
And Rob can back me up, and you can back me up, Oscar, on this. Engineers, broadcast engineers, which is really a lot of what Pony does.
Yeah.
Engineering for this show. It's always been and maybe will forever be. Hello, Michael. All right. Everything going all right, guys? Okay, doing a little radio show, making a living, feeding the family.
That's right. Paying for the Chromebook.
Lower volumes, please. Thank you. Anyway, I guess that can't be a break. No. Is he going back in? Guess they're gone. Anyway.
Well, at least see, Michael has volume. His room.
Michael's now here, yeah. Gentlemen. Yeah. In control. He's doing that every day. Right? I lost my train of thought.
It's fine. You were talking about broadcast engineers.
Hey, buddy.
What are specials? You're doing specials right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like for school?
Yeah.
So what does that mean? You get to come out of the room?
Yeah.
Okay. Rock and roll. I love you.
Aw. Bye,
you're
buddy.
You're my smart boy.
Bye, bud.
He was, Mike, he was literally doing a special across the hall.
Yeah, special. I was taping my special. across the street, ladies and gentlemen. Pony, it's always been. Engineers, it's always been. And
me, Mop, Bebop.
By the way, I would work on being, R2, I would work on being less personable and just total competence.
Yeah.
It'd be perfect for you. You don't have to really engage anyone, and you're just, but you know the answers. And be curt and change your personality. You'll survive.
This is what I told Pony. I said, because Pony's now working full days, right? And like not, I would say 9, 10-hour days, 8-hour days. But half of the, let's say 4 of those hours are him just coiling cable. And I said to him, I was like, look, there's going to be days where like there are fire drills.
Right.
You're running around, and there are days that you're just coiling cables, listening to your other podcasts you love.
How many podcasts currently?
Over 40. Yes.
Imagine that. All right. Imagine the effort that goes into this show, and then multiply that by 40. And then, but they're not daily.
No. And they're remote. But they're not all here.
But they're not all there.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on.
Yes, it is. But not for Pony yet. Because Pony has been siloed from all those other shows. And I'm trying to give him the strength.
To give him some, so he can get paid to work on the other shows.
Exactly.
Right.
And then Pony said to me last week, and I quote, this is the best thing ever.
Oh, here we go. He said, this is going to piss me off.
R2's batteries, Pony, around 4 o'clock start draining.
Yes.
And he starts getting weak. And I get scared, and I'm like, oh, like, are you getting weak? He goes, no, around 4 o'clock, I usually get weak. And I said,
stop right there.
Yes.
He said that to you?
Yes. I don't remember saying those words.
I'm starting to get weak, and I looked at my watch.
Weak or run down? Did he use the word weak?
And he said weak.
I am weak. Pony, what did you say? Do you remember what you said?
I said I got tired. I was getting tired around 4 o'clock.
I heard the word weak, right? Yeah.
But that seems about right, because if his target departure is 5, he begins the preparation for departure.
His target departure used to be 2 o'clock, or 1 o'clock, like 1 or 2 o'clock. Right?
I remember, now it's 5, right?
Now it's 6.
You were getting tired?
Oh, okay.
Pony, did you get a good night's sleep the night before?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just 4 o'clock is where my batteries start to totally drain, and I mean, without getting into the weeds of my medication,
it's fine. It's totally something, right?
You have a disease?
No, it's not Addison's. So hi, Mac. We don't need to talk about his medical history here. What we need to talk about is his fortitude. I said, Pony, this is like the gym.
Just know, I wish we could.
I was like, you can't.
Anyway,
you can't just go into the gym and start putting up plates. If you've never worked out before, we're working on your endurance.
Okay. You can't run the same thing at a restaurant, Mike. You can't put up plates if you haven't ever done it before.
How's that endurance going for you?
He's come a long way. He's not complaining as much.
As much.
Pony?
Yeah, I've come a long way.
Pony, to add to what Mike said earlier, and Mike, we've been together a long time. Long time. Almost 30 years for you and me, and we've seen a lot of engineers, and I would say of all the engineers we've worked with, we can classify them in basically 3 categories: sedentary, competent, and shaky. You don't want to be the shaky engineer.
I'm going to give more than competent to Dan Ryson.
Oh, he's the best we've ever worked with.
Competent, because Dan Ryson, it was always just pure hustle.
Exactly.
At least that was my.
Loved
and then we went from barely competent down to shaky.
Yes,
and then disastrous.
Shaky was always good at a remote.
Right.
I'm not going to name names, but I know that at 5 minutes to air, the shaking would increase.
So
Pony, don't be the shaky guy.
So Pony is competent. He just needs to be like, and this is something we've worked on together. So please, if you're managing at home, don't have to take this. Pony has never done, I would say, what's the best word? Real work. And I have to.
What do you mean by real work?
So if I give him a task, Okay, I'll put it to you this way. Pony is helping pack some boxes because we have a move going on. And Pony closes the boxes without labeling what they are. And Shannon comes around. She goes, can you label what's in these boxes? Because when we move, we have to like figure
out
find,
certain
yeah, find
exactly,
stuff.
Yeah.
And so then this weekend I ran to work and I said, and I'm looking for something specific. And I look at the labels on the boxes and they just say two items and then miscellaneous. And I open the boxes and they have so much more S in there that are not labeled on the outside. So
his idea of labeling is writing miscellaneous on it.
And I looked in, I called Pony and said, hey, man, I don't know if you've ever had to move before, but miscellaneous does not work when you're searching for something.
I'm here.
Yes, so why miscellaneous?
Because there's so much random crap in that storage closet that if I were to write every single item, I mean, you'd run out of box.
I have a picture of one of Pony's boxes that he labeled that I was able to snap a photo of it.
Things! Rob, hold that up again. That's a great cartoon. That's a great, these are the
no, things. I'm sorry.
Things. Things. There they are. Thanks.
Okay. And I stopped and told Pony, look, I get it, man. Nobody's ever had to make you do real work that you didn't want to do. So this, I'm going to tell you everything that I give him a task. I'm like, this should only take you 30 minutes. I'm going to give him a task. This should only take you an hour. So then I'm reteaching him. I'm building him.
Like the book at a car repair shop. Yes. This job takes this long.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you. Mm. So that's those are the learning lessons. And I
guarantee if you were saying storage closet and it was real crap, you would put storage closet, miscellaneous items from the storage closet. The only stuff you, did you find that to be true? That it was just miscellaneous crap when you opened the box?
No.
It was key stuff?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, hey man, I'm seeing a bunch of other stuff that should have been labeled on the outside. And he said, I just picked the two things I thought were most important. And then put them at the front and then put miscellaneous at the bottom. I said, do you know this isn't about you? There's a whole company that has to deal with this.
What you're really doing is you're inventorying.
Yes.
You're doing inventory on stuff.
Yeah.
And tedious, Pony? Tedious job?
Oh, the most tedious you could possibly imagine.
In the world of forever, there's enthusiasm. There's the enthusiasm there. We were looking for it. Tell him about what a crappy job he has. Oh, the worst possible job in the history of life. Mankind. That's it. Yes, it's the worst.
And
yes,
then you have...
Jim.
You have the other side of Pony where... Like, we're laughing, having a great time. He's joking. He has a great rapport with Shannon. That's when you're like, man, I love this guy. I love him so much.
Right.
I'm going to put every ounce of piece of energy and I'm going to take this piece of old Play-Doh. I'm going to put it in some water and then make it Play-Doh again and mold him again. And
rebuild him.
You got reinvigorated. You got excited about that. We can start the show now. I've never been burdened with that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Why are you talking about
I did what your brother
don't
couldn't.
Don't say this
broke
to me.
You,
oh, no.
And I beat you.
Eli.
It was Paul.
Eli.
Talking about you. He's the prophet. He's the smart one. He knew what was there, and he found me to take it out of the garage. And the funny thing is, listen. I paid him $10,000 cash in hand. Just like that. He has his own company now. A prosperous little business, 3 wells producing, $5,000 a week. Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense. You're just the afterbirth, Eli.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Slithered out on your mother's filth.
Oh.
They should have put you in a glass jar on the mantelpiece. That land has been had. Nothing you can do about it. It's gone. It's had.
If you would just take this lease, Daniel.
Drain it, Eli, you boy. Drain dry. I'm so sorry. If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. That's a straw, you see. Watch it. My straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
It's fun.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
That is why, in my opinion, the greatest of the greatest of the greatest actors are just a little bat-ass crazy.
That's always been the case. Always.
That's always been the case. You look at you look at Joaquin Phoenix.
Yep.
Probably the top three premier actors of his day. Mm-hmm. Just a little nuts.
Yeah.
You know?
And William Devane.
And you look at Rooney Mara. You know, I ask you to watch The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo if you want to see an actress that is unbelievably compelling, and they're having a baby together.
Oh, God.
That is just amazing. Anyway, welcome to the...
What have you done to its eyes?
Mike O'Mara Show. Live from the Podcast Village Studios. Ow, my ear hurts. From Boone, North Carolina, Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. I might want to... I have no light in here today. Tonkawa, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Well, welcome to Tonkawa.
Yes.
Clovis, California, Krakow, Poland, and East Flanders, Belgium. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And we welcome back my bookie. Welcome back, NFL, and welcome back to my bookie. Your winning season begins today only at my bookie. That means doubling your first deposit, plus survivor pools, super contests, and squares. Sign up now and get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar all the way up to $1,000?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mike, it's time for us to gamble.
Oh, my God. My hello, old friend.
Yes.
The NFL. This coming weekend, right? Does it start?
Thursday.
Thursday. Don't forget the MyBookie Super Contest. Just pick five NFL games against the spread each week to have a chance at $100,000 guaranteed in cash prizes. What a fun bet that would be.
So cool, right?
Right? Just pick the underdogs. What a great idea. Man, I'm in on that one. My bookie has thousands of bets to choose from the NFL to the NBA playoffs, from live betting to championship futures. Every play you want is waiting at my bookie. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Use promo code TMOS to double your first deposit now. That sets you up for the whole season. Plus, this week, celebrate the return of football with Kansas City plus 54.
This is so great.
Listen up. Listen to this. You're saying, what?
Huh,
their favorite? No. Listen up. I love this. This week only, MyBookie is boosting the line for the Kansas City game to plus 54 for a limited time only. The world champion Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, great article on that guy in GQ this week, and you get 54 points. He's never lost by more than 7.
It's true.
You can bet up to $50. So it's almost a guaranteed bet.
Guaranteed, Mike.
Nothing, but it's
the odds are in your favor.
Certainly in your favor.
13 touchdowns by Patrick Mahomes. My bookie will be starting another My Miracle. It's the closest thing to a sure thing all season. Grab it this week. Why wouldn't you?
Of course.
Is that after you make your deposit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm all in. Arch. I'm all in, my bookie. I'm all in. My bookie, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Smart marketing over there. Motivate people. I hope we tell them about that a couple of times this week, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I am here to tell you that I have a bit of an ear issue today with a little swimmer's ear. Spent some time down here on the weekend in a pool, and I'm a little bit... I noticed it yesterday, and then it came on by baby, action park. I went to Action Park over the weekend.
That'll do it.
Action pool. Jesus. And so I noticed it by the end of the swim day. I did a lot of underwater, like getting out of there, playing with my son.
Sure.
And then it came on like bingo bango. And Carla said, "You have swimmer's ear." I said, "What?" She said, "You have swimmer's ear." She had stuff for swimmer's ear.
Yeah, little kids and get it all the time.
Yeah.
She dropped it in there. And by the way, it can hurt real bad. But my ear hurts real bad.
Has it messed with your equilibrium?
Just put the drops in my ear. God. What?
Has it messed with your equilibrium? Because I know ear issues will do that.
Napoleon, my equilibrium has been off by a tremendous amount all morning long.
It's just, it's right in the jaw, right here, right sure. there. And she gave me the drops, and the drops give temporary relief. But the drops are basically just alcohol to dry out your ear.
Okay.
And I need a little bit more. So the reason I say this is because, anyway.
Stay with us, Mike.
I'm doing the whole modern medicine thing today. I'm very excited about it. My general practitioner's PA, Jesse, will be talking to me at 11:30, and I'm perfectly sure that she's going to be able to give me a medicine for this problem. And I'm a little excited about it.
The exciting
without having
thing
to get
about
into a
it.
Car, go into it. That's what people are doing nowadays with their doctors, and I think that's one of. We'll have it in news you may not need. Some good things that have come out of the pandemic that will probably be here to stay. One of those will be virtual medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And based on populations getting older and all that, I think that's going to be very important for the foreseeable future. So that's a good thing. I'm looking forward to it.
With the social distancing, this is the first time the PA is actually using a PA, which is a public address system. And I'll yell at you.
Funny.
But, you know, I mean, I've been okay for a while, so it's a very simple way of doing that. And then I got into my portal, and they didn't match the email with the password, so I dug into that one, and I said, forgot password, and then I got in there, so we'll send you a new one, and they text you. You know, all this stuff we're doing now where you send a code to a phone, and then you do this, and you do that, and then finally, it wasn't working, getting very frustrated, said, call your provider. Well, the whole idea was
right.
not to call my provider. So when I set up the appointment, the virtual appointment that I wanted to do online, I mentioned that I wanted to get help on this little thing. She said, well, let me give you your email. And she gave me my first email. And the first part of the email was wrong, wrong, wrong. And that was the solution to the problem. So I really feel like even before the show started today, I'd already gotten the week started by accomplishing things.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
that's a good thing when they can get to the bottom of the problem, because one of the reasons I gave up on a gastro guy once is after updating my file for the next 3 weeks, I kept getting phone reminder appointments for other patients.
Not cool.
And my thought is, if you can't run a simple aspect of your office like appointments, I don't want you putting fingers in places where you shouldn't be putting fingers.
Yeah,
I think that maybe you got to run the business right. That's true, though. But if you can't run the business, I want nothing to do with it.
Well, you know, as far as getting things done, it dovetails into another handyman moment that I had over the weekend that I was so proud of. Look, anybody can do this.
Okay.
But for me, it was... it would have been absolutely a nothing if I hadn't run into a problem. And this is where I love doing household projects.
Mm-hmm.
And if you run into a problem, the great YouTube is mm-hmm. is just, it's there to help. Oscar kind of started doing this on his own,
yes.
where he would check out the technology. So on the back of my house, there is a doorknob. And the doorknob has been there, I think, since the house was built. And it's not a knob, it's a handle.
Oh, okay.
It's a door handle.
Yeah. Is it connected to a door, or is it just there?
It's connected to a door to my bathroom that works.
Okay.
You can eat. And so it's just, it is so corroded because it has one of those fake finishes mm-hmm. on it.
Yeah, well, brass finish, probably, right? Yeah.
And I'm sure there are doorknobs you can get in another finish, but, you know, this is over 20 years. But you put your hand on it, and it's like touching, you know, it's like you're trying to touch the face of a person with bad acne.
I understand. It's nasty.
Yes, gross. Mm-hmm.
It's really all pitted out, and it's rotted out, and it's so the time had finally come, and Carla is at the Lowe's home improvement store, and I said, while you're there, get me that that door fixture for inside and out. And it's got a lock on it, and it's got a bolt lock on it. So it's
Thank God.
It's the one for an outdoor lock. So Carla says, send me a picture of it. It's just, we're utilizing technology. We're a well-oiled machine. Nobody wants to do double trips to stores if they don't have to now. Carla gets the picture, brings it back. Everything is right with the world. The holes are where the holes are. It's a standard unit with the door. And then so I get the bolt lock put in there. It's a little doing. I am in the in Satan's taint down here when it's caught. I mean, it's hotter than hot, and this is an outside door. Yeah. And I mean, I am just, it's literally like just running off my body.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My body. And I get everything set and all the screws lined up and everything's tight. I got the bolt lock. I got the matching fixture for below that has the indoor lock and the outside key lock. And I set it all up and I shut the door, and the door doesn't close. And I'm sitting there and I go, okay, well, that's the way. Well, I really didn't do that. I'm like, I've been working on the surface of the sun for an hour, and now this is not working.
Had it gotten to be 4 o'clock and were you weak?
I was I wouldn't call it weak. I was getting tired.
I understand. You need to work on your endurance.
I was getting tired, just like R2-D2. So, magic of YouTube. The magic of YouTube. I go to YouTube, and apparently this happens all the time. And there's a great Australian guy who says,
here you go with these problems. They happen all the time. There's a quick fix. First of all, here's your 5-second fix. Here's your 2-minute fix. And here's your elaborate fix if it goes that
fast. A good accent will have me at your video for longer than I should.
That's fantastic.
Because if it's, look, if it's English, if it's Eastern European, you have me for a good 10 minutes. Right. If it's Australian, fine, I got you 5 minutes. Right. If it's just some yokel,
if you get, hey, welcome back, it's Phil, the kind of guy.
If you're something guy,
you're done. Because inevitably, this is how Phil's going to do it. Phil's going to, okay, today we're going to talk about doorknobs. Everybody likes doorknobs. I like a good doorknob. Don't you like it, Pete? It's like, oh, Shecky, you're going to do it.
You don't need a backstory. Yeah, right.
If English is your second language.
Precisely.
Oh,
precisely.
I don't know if I'll take my people, like, if you've got, like, maybe that's just me, but if it's an Eastern European gentleman and he's got a big wrench that has nothing to do with the project, I'm still going to watch him because I'm like, this guy.
Not if he's all over the place.
No, and I'll take Yuri. I'll take Yuri all day.
What is the one that I watched? What is the one that I watched?
I do like that one.
Back to the ice maker that I talked about on the bonus show.
Yes.
The ice maker. There's a guy with an ice maker. Oh, it's an Asian guy. He's got an ice maker problem, and he's apparently made a lot of these videos.
Accent, no accent.
And he rolls tape, no accent.
Okay. Perfect.
And he rolls tape on this, and he's getting the ice chest out, and it's stuck. And at the 35-second mark, I'm like, this is your how-to video where you're going to wrestle with this flipping thing
for an hour and a half,
you douche.
Accent guys don't have time or the bandwidth to make a big presentation. They just get to the problem. They slam it with a wrench a couple times, then we're good to go.
But also, this is the take that he used.
Linus going badass back there in the background? What's he up to?
He needs to get out. Carrie's going to let him out. He's running around.
Sweet.
Yeah. Hi, Carrie. Anyway, they do the fix that I got ultimately involved the hammer smashing down that little thingy on the door jamb.
What thingy?
The thingy. That this is why I would never know the. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara, the fix-it guy. Here with
use
another
an accent.
Hello, What accent would you like?
Eastern European. I think Oscar and I agree.
Hello. This is Michael Mera, fix it guy. Really happy to have you along for the ride here. This is what I got here. A lot of people with door jam can't close door properly. What you do is you want to look at the door, see if the little thing coming out, the latch, if the latch is coming out and not seated right, the door not close. You don't want door not close. And in my house, I will close the door whenever the I please.
Question, were you able to recycle or like use any of the old parts that still looked okay? Okay,
because that I think that'll help you,
especially if you're trying to line stuff up. The stuff that's already there is sometimes your buddy.
Well, the main problem, all right, so you've got your little the latch that goes in and out, right? Let me do it this way. That's the way I'm going to do it. Yeah. That's facing. I'm facing the door jam.
We see it.
And then you've got the little hole. Right?
Yeah.
And so it's supposed to hook and go in. If the door part, the nipple part, is too low.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not going to catch.
It won't. You can't actually get through the other hole.
You can't get through the other hole. So the idea is to take this thing and move it down lower in door jam.
Now,
first solution, which appealed to big stupid Mike, is to take big fat flathead screwdriver, sit it on this part, and then hammer down. Hammer down to make a little.
So what you're hammering is almost like a brass hole receptacle for the... Yeah.
It's inside the hole.
That does not work. Did not work in my case. Phase two, I take X-Acto knife, little sharp box cutter style knife, carve out little bit underneath breastplate, then smash down again. And eureka, solution to problem. This morning I got up. It's my bathroom. That's where the fancy little door lock is. Mm-hmm. And I went out. I swear to God, for no reason whatsoever, I got up. Even before I took my morning winky tink. And I sat there and I went, looked in the mirror and went,
I do the same thing.
Nice.
When I did my total clean and defrost of my beer fridge and I got my actual refrigerator down to 39 degrees, every day I open the door and I look at the temperature and I'm like, you go, boy. Good.
I would say to a man, people probably all over the United States have become more handy during the pandemic.
For every great, project that works out.
Right.
There's always projects and I have them all over my house. You walk by, you know it's not perfect. That hole shouldn't be there. Never got patched. Didn't get fixed. Had to pay a fortune to fix it. You walk by, like, F me. Why did I even try that?
You got to take the wins with somebody. The losses. That's what you got. You've got to celebrate the wins.
I have shutters right now. That like and for the neighborhood I live in, it looks like my house is abandoned. Like it's they're peeling, right? It's embarrassing.
It's a nice neighborhood.
It's a nice neighborhood.
You have shutters that you have, outdoor shutters?
That are flaking, yes. That are flaking.
So okay, are they wood or wood, vinyl?
Real, because of the history, they have to be real wood.
Yeah, I was going to say, society, I bet you're not allowed to have vinyl shutters in your neighborhood.
You are not. So we bought the wood ones when we bought the house. It was a nightmare and it's expensive. I walk by every time I enter the home, outside of the inside being as small as it is. I'm like, maybe I could sand that down and repaint it. Maybe I don't have to pay somebody. And then I walk out and I'm like, man, I should probably pay somebody. Then I would get back home like, maybe I can sand it down. I wonder if my mom still has her electric sander. So there's this like three week like game was between my mind and my
with yourself.
Shutters
yeah.
And I'm like, can I really get wedged in there for the paint and what type of paint do I have to paint them with?
Yeah, because shutters, you're talking about sanding.
Yes.
You know, if the paint's flecking off the shutters, that's a little more difficult. Probably not that difficult. You get a long piece of sand.
A real man could just take care of it.
You get a long piece, okay? Long piece of sandpaper. Yeah. You thread it through those shutters. If they're porous, when you have your shutters, can you see light from one side to the other?
So they're like slats. You've got the slats.
And then I think this is my advice to you as somebody who did a massive shutter project, even though they were vinyl.
Yeah.
You spray paint them.
Spray paint
them. You don't paint them with a brush. You spray paint them.
This is an odd turn of events because yesterday's Best of Mike O'Mara show actually discussed you and your shutters.
Really?
And the wasps. You had
all kinds of trouble. The ladder, I found it was like a scene out of Ants, where I lifted up the shutter, and there was this massive wasp nest up there, and I was like almost fell off the ladder.
Or do I call one of my trusty tradesmen, and I'm like, hey, like we need to get these shutters done again. And
let me tell you why your advantage is to do that yourself, and not to diminish tradesmen.
Yes,
it's a time consuming thing. No matter who does it.
Yeah.
So that's where they're going to get you. Mm. So if you can do that and you use your wonderful...
What if I sand them first and ask them to paint it?
How many shutters are we talking here?
We have three windows. So six.
So you have six. You have six shutters?
Yes. I did that math in my head.
Take them down, sand them, and paint them yourself. Come on.
Get one of your horde members to come out with you.
No.
Oscar, if you want to save time... Get new curtains and put them outside.
Okay. All right. There we go. Welcome to Homeowner's Corner. I'm Mike the Fix-It Guy. Today we're going to do outdoor shutters. Six of them.
Yeah, with a wrench. Them.
Do me a favor. Take a picture of your shutter.
It's embarrassing.
Yes. Send it to me today and I will give you a perfect solution. I am the shutter. It's Mike the Shutter Fix-It Guy.
Shutter Man.
Yeah. By the way, our shutters, one full year. Up in the coastal Maine region of very, very in the elements, held up 100%. We'll see
it's
if it
tough
makes
weather
it,
up there.
Makes it 2 years. I'll be a very happy camper. Yep. We'll take a break. Come back with the mailbag.
Yay!
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
This promotional announcement for Cake and Cookies is read by Dan Von Herman.
Hey there, this is Dan, here to tell you about this week's Cake and Cookies. This week, CNC discussed the War of 1812, Katie's Crazy Jaw, James Vanderbeek, and $18 pies. They're fine. Dot.
Good job, Dan. You want the job?
No, thanks.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures.
Yes.
You know, everything's so bummer in the summer. No Labor Day telethon. Rob, you got to get over that.
So sad.
Action Park is still closed. And the most exciting part of your dreary day is sneaking up behind maskless people in a store and yelling, "Spreader!" Don't you crave a bit of normalcy? Something that will bring you back to how it was before all this?
Yes.
Well, TMOS Fruitcake Futures! They will take you back to the good old days. Jump aboard the all-spice acela train and let your taste buds transport you to happier times. One bite and these fruitcakes will remind you of a time when everything was right with the world. Thank you for the fruitcakes, Dirk. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Buy now, save or later. No forbidden fruit in these babies because we can, pecan. They taste even better than you remember. There are no pecans in the fruitcake, are there?
Three kinds of nuts in the fruitcake. Mm-hmm. English walnuts, black walnuts, and pecans.
In the fruitcake?
English walnuts, delicious black walnuts. That's the secret. And pecans, yes.
Ooh, I didn't know there were pecans in there. Mm-hmm. Or pecans. Go to our website and buy as many as you like. Time is limited. You'll be sorry. You'll get them in time for the holidays. MikeOmaraShow.com. Click the banner, and every purchase supports TMOS, Gary Krimble, and man, they are the best things ever. Let's open up the mailbag. It's time for you people. It's all about you. We got a fat one here. We're going to dive in. Might have to break this one up in two.
That's fine.
Anyway, today, September 8th, first letter, I, Mike Mulizen, will turn 60. What is it?
Mulizen.
I, Mike Mulizen, will turn 65. I am now officially a senior citizen. On the bright side, I now look forward to getting a discount at Denny's. Wah, wah, wah. Sad trombone.
Womp, 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 womp.
Let me give the real one to him. Where is it? I can't find it. All right, next letter. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Maddie, and Pony. Back in 1984, my boyfriend and I went to Action Park.
Really?
Action Park, baby. There it is.
Yeah.
All the things in the documentary are true.
Horrifying.
Sorry for my light. I apologize.
That's all right.
The only ride that I remember being scared to death of was a fully enclosed pitch black tube ride in which before you entered the tube, the attendant sprayed you down with a pressurized hose of ice cold water.
Fun.
Wow, that's weird. Once you entered the tube, you had no idea which direction you were about to take until you shot out 10 feet above that pool. Do you think, Rob, we've watched the documentary. Oscar has too. Do you think they hosed him down with cold water because they were so worried about the temperature in that creek that they shot them out to?
It would be a combination of preparation for the temperature and also just a little added lubrication to make sure they make it down the slide.
Oh, my God. 10 feet above the pool, they shoot you out into this creek. In fact, while waiting in line, the recorded message that played over and over was emphasizing the 10-foot drop into the ice-cold water. I remember the pool that you drop into, I could not see the bottom.
Oh!
What could possibly go wrong?
So
bad. Action Park. I also remember being hurt from that ride, scratched all over from seams of the vinyl inside the tube.
Oh, no.
Looking back on this park now as an adult, I'm glad I'm alive. Thanks for TMOS. Stay safe. Gail Kern. Thank you very much, Gail. Next letter says, fellas, regarding Mike's complaint about his decreased lava.
Oh.
That is unfortunately a common and normal part of aging.
Right. Yeah.
Volume and strength of eruptions can be caused by low testosterone. Okay. Or from side effects from a class of medications used for high blood pressure or enlarged prostate that can cause... Okay. All right. Thank you, Rob. All the lobby goes
this
back.
Is okay. This is educational.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm not going to say retrograde ejaculation on
Nor
the show.
Should you. You shouldn't.
Where part or all of the lava goes backwards into the bladder.
Mm.
That's pretty nasty.
It is.
Staying well hydrated helps support volume, and there's some evidence that getting enough zinc and selenium may also help maintain volume.
See, that's good news, right?
Pelvic floor muscle Kegel exercises won't increase volume, but can help to increase the velocity if you're looking for increased distance.
Oh, no.
Or perhaps target practice. Urologically yours. I think I know this guy. Yes, yeah. Dr. Mike Mancini.
Yeah, he was the one that wrote you about Eurolift.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you very much. He's very, very into the show. Thank
he
you.
Likes it. Yeah.
I think this might be the guy from Georgia. Is this the guy from Georgia, I think?
I forget where he's from, but I know he did
write
this last
week. All I know is I was talking to a urologist, I believe, at our New Orleans show, and that's when the street guy pulled down his pants and started humping the trash can.
Oh, no.
Next letter says, hey, guys, I hope you had a good 3-day weekend. I don't think this has made the mainstream press yet, but my mother's first cousin, Kevin Dobson, passed away on Sunday.
Aww.
Of course, you know him from Kojak.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. And Knott's Landing. He was also in the movie Midway. Mm-hmm. Safe home, cousin Kevin, and thank you, Chris Pontani. I remember that guy. That was Kevin.
Yeah.
Good-looking guy on Kojak. We do have to take a break, or we're not going to be able to finish the show. Let's take a break. We'll finish up with your mailbag and more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be right back, everybody.
Football is back, and there's lots of questions. The most important is simple.
Who's ready to cash in?
Nikki Diamond is back ready to roll on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm going to help you win big.
Your most comprehensive source for everything on the gridiron
is with
the prognosticator of Pahrump. Thursdays on TMOS.
This season will be legendary.
Don't start your football weekend until you hear from the source. Nikki Diamond, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the no, baby.
Mike, I spoke with Nikki over the long weekend, and guess what?
Is that a new one? Is that new Nikki or is that old Nikki?
I'm not sure, but I know this.
It's pre-pandemic Nikki.
I know this. Nikki now has Zoom technology.
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting. So we will be joined by Nicholas Diamond via Zoom.
Yes. On Thursday, yes, for the opening day of the NFL season.
Call the costume department.
Wardrobe!
Get Nikki into wardrobe, please.
It's going to be so great.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. We have all spent a lot of time at home this year. A lot.
A lot to
bone. And they say that a lot to bone. And at first, it was kind of fun cooking at home, right? Right. Well, now, if you're like me, you're plenty tired of cooking all around the clock. Enough already. That's where Freshly comes in. Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple. Am I right?
Right.
With Freshly, you can avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Freshly chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes and dinner is done. Just choose a plan that works for you and take a break from all that cooking. Whether you crave comfort foods, feel better foods, something from your personal home bistro, Mr. Powers, Freshly has what you want every time. You're going to love Freshly. Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping. Their food is so good.
It's the best.
So good. Really, really better than... look, I'll say it. Maybe they'll get mad at me. I don't care. It's better than anything you can get at the grocery store.
It's true.
In my humble opinion. The prepping, the cooking, none of it. Freshly offers our listeners $30 off their first two orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's Freshly.com/TMOS. You going to love it. We are in the middle of the mailbag on the Mike O'Meara Show. We're doing it this way because if I don't do it today, I'm going to forget it. And you wrote us some decent letters this week, so I thought I'd get to all of them.
Thank
you. Yes, Rob. I thought you were going to say something.
I was going to say this next letter. Yeah, this next letter is just so off-puttingly odd, but delightful.
Is this the sandwich one?
Yes, and it's from Oscar's friend Tony.
Hey, Tony. Okay.
Hey, guys. I just had an amazing sandwich. A grilled stuffing sandwich with mayo, lettuce, pickled red pepper, and pepper jack cheese. The stuffing was made from bread that started to mold. So it had been frozen for months. Made with chicken bouillon and the end of an onion that had started to sprout. What?
I love it.
I know.
Holy God, my bread on bread sandwich grilled in butter was delicious. This pandemic will kill me one way or another. It was better than any tater tot casserole. Tony!
Have you ever had stuffing inside a sandwich?
Oh, of course. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Is that a common thing?
Who are you talking to? Who are you working with here? I'm sorry. My God. Yeah. Really?
What's that sandwich shop that does that turkey sandwich has stuffing on it, right?
That's why the Discovery Channel, really turned both Rob and I down when we pitched that TV show, Carb Busters.
Because anyway. They said, you're not busting any carbs.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony. I like the part about the end of the onion. Greetings, guys and gals. I would like to wish my beautiful wife, Kendra, a belated happy birthday. I would also like to thank her for putting up with me for 25 years. Grow a set. Knock that stuff off. Come on. No. I got one coming up, by the way. I got my 11th coming up.
Yes.
As of September 2nd, she's the love of my life. 25 years as of September 2nd. She's the love of my life and has given me two great kids, Indy and so.
Indy! Snakes!
Indy!
Very
Indy.
Dangerous!
Yeah, Indy and Sophia. Since she loves to eat crabs, I was wondering if Baltimore Billy had any suggestions on where to get them. I don't even have my thing open yet, but I feel like it. I'm motivated, and we're doing a two-parter. So the answer is why not? Anyway, I wondered if Baltimore Billy had any suggestion on where to get them and how much mustard should be in them. Keep the funny coming. Longtime listener and bonus show member Todd Bear from Hagerstown, Maryland. Let's open it. Billy, are you out there? Billy, come on in. Come on. There he is. All right.
Hello, it's Balmer Billy Sikorsky from Balmer, Maryland. I just want to say, come on now. It ain't just 25 years where you've been putting up with her. She's been putting up with you. And you know what? Don't kiss ass.
Right,
marriage
Bill.
Is a partnership. All right? You understand where I'm coming from?
How's your just wife?
I don't have one. I've been single my whole life.
How you hold up in COVID era? COVID-19
era. That didn't change life one iota.
Oh.
It didn't change life one iota. I'm still where I was before in my mother's basement.
All right, very good.
Moving right along.
I think that was it. Losing my place here with all this going on. Is that it?
No, we have Dear Mailbag.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Oh, Dear Mailbag. Don't put the papers on top of one another. Hi. Not used to doing it in two parts.
Already.
Dear Mailbag. ear hurts. Saturday, September 12th, will mark the 11-year wedding anniversary of the TMOS Lovebirds, Mike and Carla. Well, I mentioned that, but I didn't go into that kind of detail. And even though the volcano is operating at the level of a Samsung ice maker, at least the extended O'Mara family has welcomed Mike and Carla with open arms.
So there's that.
Oh, dear. And so to commemorate this special occasion, here is an anniversary poem. All right, I rarely read someone else's, but here we are. If kisses were raindrops, I'd send you showers. If hugs, it's not a haiku.
I know, it's but I
still, it's still fun music.
I think it's nice music.
If kisses were raindrops, I'd send you showers. If hugs were seconds, I'd send you hours. If smiles were water, I'd send you the sea. If Mike ever passes, I'll send you me. Dirk Vastrick in Spokane Valley, Washington. You bastard. Sending your upside down fruitcake to us.
How dare you?
God almighty.
The upside down cake, Mike. It's a staple of baked goods.
Yes, that's Dirk. That's a very nice Dirk. Let me say, I crinkled it up. I don't know if there's another one after it. Yeah, there is. I'm sorry. I got very upset. This is going to be hard to read now because it's got crinkles all over it. Hello, TMOS friends. Last Wednesday, September 2nd, my brother Bill Wolf of Parkville, Maryland, will enter the final year of his douchebag 30s, but he's far from a douchebag. He's responsible. He's a responsible, loving, and caring brother, husband, and dad, and a steadfast TMOS listener. Please join us in wishing him a happy 39th birthday. Thank you, Beth and Chris Clark, sister and brother-in-law, both listeners, Stormstown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that was very sweet. Kind.
I love that you said, but he's far from a douchebag.
Far from a douchebag.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. David Sample writes, "Hi, you guys. I love to talk about Action Park. I went there when I was in grad school. I walked away with a hell of a headache after trying to do a backflip off the Tarzan rope swing and landing on my head in the water. LOL. Thank you very much. I love
in grad
the
school.
Action Park yeah. stuff.
In
Fantastic.
Grad school, he did that.
Next letter says, "Hi, boys. As a child of the 80s growing up in Long Island, Action Park.
And, Mike, you missed a postscript above it. There's something
important. Oh, postscript. Debbie Carano O'Brien, a.k.a. Mama O'Brien, was also injured at Action Park in the early 1980s. Action Park has a massive footprint on the TMOS experience.
It really does, yeah.
Oh, my God. Hi, boys. As a child of the 80s growing up in Long Island, Action Park was a rite of passage, a place where a boy became a man. Wow. I loved the documentary. It was a total nostalgia trip for me. However, I am surprised they didn't discuss the bar that was at the entrance. The place was a ski lodge, and they kept the bar. They kept the bar that was upstairs when you walked in. It had a giant window that overlooked the park. All the parents, including mine, would pay the entrance fee. Then we would run off while they went upstairs and drank for 8 hours straight. I love our listeners. I love our listeners. Drank for 8 hours straight. That's awesome. Oh, my God. Nobody saw their parents until it was time to leave. I never got hurt myself, but witnessed someone jumping in the wave pool and landing on a girl. She went out on a stretcher, and I'm pretty sure she broke her back. Mm. Oh, my God. Oh, well. That place kicked ass. Good times. Love the show, Fred and Rochester. Fantastic. Oh, this is a good one this week. Hey, TMOS, random question. From where does the phrase, "does it open up into a larger suite," originate? I'll let Rob answer that one for you.
That is from the Albert Brooks movie, Lost in America. And it really is required viewing for all TMOS listeners because it's referenced a lot. We reference it a lot, Damone. Right. And it's a great short movie, probably 100 minutes. Great all the way through. Make sure you check it out.
Fabulous, fabulous. The first part of it better than the second part, yes, but I will tell you, if the first half of the movie, they cash their chips in and they go on an adventure because he gets fired, she quits her job, they go and they're gonna buy an RV, which they do, and yes. utilize all their assets, liquidate all of their assets. They decide to have one last night in Las Vegas. And the last night in Las Vegas starts at that hotel, and they go upstairs thinking they're going to get a better room. And Albert Brooks says, to the busboy, the bellboy, rather.
Bellman, yeah.
Does it open up and he doesn't have an answer? I don't know is his answer to everything.
I don't know.
Sort of indicative of what happens later, which is really the whole major plot of the movie.
Is there a heart-shaped tub? Just a shower.
I don't know. Anyway, I grew up in a last letter. I hold in my hands the last letter, ladies and gentlemen. I grew up in a small town in Connecticut, just inside the broadcast range of New York City. This has got to be Action Park.
I told
you. For years, my friends and I would be inundated by flashy, exciting commercials for Action Park. Finally, when we were hormonally primed and willing to risk death, we convinced our friend's father to drive us to the place that came to define our adolescence. This trip became an annual event rivaling Halloween and Christmas in terms of anticipation. Kids love to risk their lives.
Love Action Park, yeah.
One of the classic moments we shared was when my future best man essentially pit maneuvered some poor 10-year-old girl into the poorly constructed sidewall of the kids' go-kart track. We had already learned from the staff that jamming a tennis ball into the throttle lead would bypass the speed governor. That's one of the kids that worked there. Yeah, if you put there. The girl suffered a bloody, possibly broken nose.
Oh, no.
My friend who caused the collision quickly led us back to the water world so he could wash off the highlighter mark issued as the only penalty for his behavior. I love this show, and I will be ordering my fruitcake soon. Brian Madday, and man, that was a great mailbag. That really was fantastic. Keep them coming, folks.
Yeah.
If you want, I have a letter for the mailbag. Send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeOmeraShow.com. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just an hour
before. You'll never guess who just joined the TMOS Patron Society.
Are you listening, you piggy?
From the deck of the Jack Time. Mike O'Mara, Battle Show. Doing my morning show at night.
Sorry, Gracie.
Waddle, daddle, doodle.
You don't even have to activate the lower. Just strap on a gun and pin on a badge and give to the TMOS Patron Society. Whatever you decide to give to the TMOS cause is okay by me. So become a TMOS patron today and be sure to catch the Grease Man on TMOS whenever Rob can book him.
Very good. That's Doug Trek, the Grease Man. Mm. Not around anymore as much as he used to be. I'd love to chat with him someday. He surfaces every, 8 years with a video.
Yes.
Right. And sometimes the body lets you down. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Our Crowd. Do you wish you were in early on some of the best performing IPOs of 2019 and 2020? I wish I'd been on some of the early IPOs for everything. Yeah. Who doesn't?
Yeah, please.
Let me tell you about a brand new investment tool we're promoting on this show, Our Crowd. Our Crowd investors were on those 2019 and 2020 IPOs, and now you can join them for what's next. With Our Crowd, accredited investors have access to invest directly, easily, and most importantly, early. I know, Oscar, you've been involved in this
one. I looked into this as they came on as an advertiser, Mike, and it is shocking because the idea of ever getting an investment into a space prior to a company going public.
Yes.
It's either you're going through your broker and you have to have a huge portfolio to even get access to that. This time you don't. They're changing the way you can invest in companies.
Our Crowd investors have benefited from Our Crowd companies IPOing, like Beyond Meat, or being bought by companies like Intel, Nike, Microsoft, and Oracle. Today, you can join Our Crowd's investment in Techsee, T-E-C-H-S-E-E. That's a software startup that helps technicians and customers' service teams see what the customer sees without ever stepping inside their home or office. It's safe, easy, and already revolutionizing how companies like Vodafone, Verizon, and Samsung support their customers. Oscar's all in on this. You can get in, too. Get in early on Techsee and other unique opportunities at ourcrowd.com/TMOS. If you're interested in investing, you need to join Our Crowd. The Our Crowd account is free. Just go to OurCrowd.com/TMOS and do it today, ladies and gentlemen.
They've got a bunch of different companies there, so please check it out.
Do it.
News.
Boom. Flying along. All right, in the long run, could the pandemic actually end up improving our lives in some ways? Talked about this a little bit. I said I'd mention it in the news today. Here are five good changes we've had to make that permanent. More work from home jobs. We've been working home for a long time. COVID's forced that. Number two, watching new movies at home. I'm consuming some good stuff that I probably wouldn't have done before. Theaters won't go away, but movies might hit on demand earlier. And releasing them in theaters and on demand at the same time might happen. Like, for example, that Grey Wolf or whatever that Tom Hanks
movie. Yeah, the submarine movie.
Grey Hawk, Grey Wolf, Grey Lady.
Cameron Grey, I think it's called.
Cameron Grey. I'm glad I didn't go to the theater to see it. Anyway, having groceries delivered, a lot more popular now than it was pre-COVID. Telehealth, I mentioned that before.
You're doing
I'll
it.
Let you know how that goes. And more outdoor dining options. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm an al fresco guy. That's fantastic that we have that. How is the outdoor dining scene in D.C.? Has it gotten better, Oscar? Are there more options?
There are so many more options in your tourist areas that it's nice to see. Like, and even in Georgetown, they've taken what traditionally would have been the parking lane in Georgetown, and now that is your dining lane where they have barricades up on the street. So
it's good, it's safe. It's the safer way to do it.
And if you're not as lucky as Jimmy to have some outdoor space built into your your space for Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, then the cities are helping people find a way to do it. So it's
the Good Guys Club responding to it?
do serve food.
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be fantastic?
You'd need some curtains.
But, you know, it's America, so there's always indoor space. So when the Cocoonville Country Club has its Labor Day golf tournament, they can all fly their Trump flags and then go inside. And I'll say, going home.
Maryland just opened up for up to 150 people, depending on parties and all the restrictions within your, I guess, county, not just the state.
Right.
But more places are opening up, and some theaters are 20 to 50%, depending on what you're looking at, depending on your city. So it's
they changed, by the way, the lounge area used to be called Mulligan's, and they changed it down at Cocoonville. It's now called SS Spreaders. It's really, really terrific. It's going to be exciting.
Mulligan's is clever, Mike. That's clever.
Yeah, thank you. A guy named David Klein is the founder of Jelly Belly Jelly Beans. He is getting ready to retire, so he is giving away one of his candy factories, Willy Wonka style.
Oh, wow.
Oscar, get in on this. Here's how the contest works. He's gone to all 50 states and hidden a special necklace in each state. For $50 at thegoldticket.com, you can get a ticket. You better tell your other radio partner because he's going to be pissed off that he stole this idea. You can get a ticket to a scavenger hunt for the necklace in your state. If the link is not working, it's because the website's been having some connectivity issues.
That's good.
If you find it, you get $5,000, plus you're entered in the grand prize drawing, where one of the 50 winners will get the candy factory. There you are. Let's play.
Come with me, and you'll be.
All right, turn that crap off.
In a world of pure imagination.
Thank you very much.
I can't find no necklace anywhere. I've been looking everywhere.
It seems like the wrong time to get people to go out and about, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, might be the wrong time to, spruce up your indoor location. All right, today's really the beginning of the back nine of the year and work. Any slacking off for the summer is over, and now it's the sprint to the holidays. And that means everyone's back to trying to take care of business today. That is why the day after Labor Day is known as Telephone Tuesday, the day with the most business phone calls of the year. The average person will get 50% more work calls today than normal. I know it's something at Podcast Village they've been looking
for. That would be a great promotion at Z100, Mike. Telephone Tuesday.
Telephone Tuesday. It is Telephone Tuesday. Call now. A guy in Massachusetts faked his own suicide after he took a $540,000 PPP loan for a non-existent business. But the U.S. Marshals tracked him down in Georgia, and now he's facing fraud charges. In our backyard, right down here in Fort Myers, a contractor is out on bond after taking his PPP loan and purchasing a $700,000 boat.
Mm. That's nice. Mm-mm-mm. Remember, I had a cousin who faked his death. My cousin faked his death, and because he was from Arlington, his fake name when he was hiding out was David Arlington. Duh!
Super criminal. The pandemic has driven people right back to their childhood bedrooms. 52% of people under 30 now live with their parents. That's up from 47% in February and the highest level that's ever been measured. Mm. So to the parents out there, the older parents, my sympathies to you and yours. Thank you very, very much. Lawrence Brooks is America's oldest living World War II vet. He will be 111 this Saturday.
Wow.
And can't see a lot of people right now. So the National World War II Museum posted his address and they're asking people to send cards. He says the secret to a long life is to take care of your body and be nice to people. I read this story while eating a donut and yelling at my wife. And now here's a little something something, and Rob, I didn't prep you during rehearsal on this one.
All right,
but I think you may know where to go because this does involve you at the end of this, and I'll follow your lead. You ready?
Fingers crossed. Yes,
there's a 54-year-old guy named Hu Nguyen from Memphis, Tennessee, and over the course of the past month and a half, he has made 1,171 calls to 911. He never had any emergencies to report, but he was trying to see if they wanted to buy egg rolls. The police finally arrested him last week in front of a building with a Vietnamese restaurant. It's not clear if he's affiliated with that restaurant. Who was trying to move their egg rolls? They don't know that, but they think that's what it was.
Yes.
Who was charged with making non-emergency calls to 911?
Is he on a baseball team?
Say, you know, that's fine. I'll take that one. That's fine. That means we didn't have to do the whole who's on first thing. That's fine. Okay, who is
it.
He is who?
Who?
Who? Who? He sold egg rolls. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spivak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Greetings, friends. It's your kid's teacher here. Remember back in March when you discovered what teachers deal with every day? Remember how grateful you were? Thanks for that. We miss them. We want to teach them. We just don't want them to kill us. So let's stay home for now. And after a long day of virtual learning, get yourself an egg salad sandwich and enjoy the Mike O'Meara Show. Oh, and buy your kids a TMOS t-shirt so they don't show up to Zoom class in their pajamas. Class dismissed.
Thank you, lady.
Lady!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by our friends at Cornerstone. We have another Cornerstone testimonial. Are you ready for this? Cornerstone First Financial. You want to do a refi. You want to do a new mortgage. Rates are the lowest they've been forever. This is fantastic. Cornerstone has so many listeners that are excited about this. Here's the latest. I am writing to add my name to the growing list of satisfied customers of Cornerstone First Financial. Minutes ago, we closed on a refi on Casa de Maestro that added no time to our loan and cut our interest rates our interest payments by over 25%, saving us nearly $800 a month. Johanna Witten was a great agent. She was mine. She did a great job. And both she and Mark responded quickly to any questions we had. We recommend Cornerstone First Financial without hesitation. That's from Jim Valani of the Manassas Symphony Orchestra. Thank you, Jim, for that reco, Jim, and thanks for patronizing our advertisers. Cornerstone First Financial, give them a call. You'll get great service as well. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Got time for a few quickies in the Audio Vault. Rob Spivak.
For the first time in ever, I didn't watch the Kentucky Derby. It just doesn't feel right in
September. I watched
the
replay of it. I had no interest. I turned it on. It was like, it's just not, I don't know what it is.
Because I associate it with springtime, and it's like one of the first big sporting events. They've already run the Belmont. The Preakness is coming in October.
Didn't watch the Tour Championship either. DJ was winning, and I don't want to watch DJ win another one of his tournaments. Mr. Lope Along, never smile, wear navy blue on navy blue, and just be... I swear to God.
Did DJ talk about Telephone Tuesday?
Jesus, could he muster any excitement to maybe help the game of golf? No. You're good. Big forearms.
banged other players' wives, DJ.
So we do know this. There's not going to be a Triple Crown winner because Tiz the Law won the Belmont, which has already been run, although that should be run third, and lost yesterday. Came on strong at the end, but the winner was named Authentic. And the reason that
great
sours
race.
Me,
I watched the replay of it. Was a good race.
Yeah, but it's a Bob Baffert horse, and I don't like Bob Baffert with his big white hair. However,
and his glasses and his sunglasses that he wears all the time.
However, he got knocked over in the winner's circle, and he explains why.
This horse is very skittish. He's a quirky horse. That's why he has he runs with earplugs. The Garland of Roses, for some reason, I've never seen it. They had a long red ribbon at the end of them, and that it was hitting his hind leg, and it was spooking him. And every time he'd feel it, he spun around, and he was like a bowling ball. He just bowled us all down. He got me, and
I didn't see that. Actually, was there video of that?
I don't you know what? I prowled around. I didn't see video. It was covered in the press, but I don't think there's video of it. But I like to see him getting knocked down a peg. By the way, Bob Baffert, that's his sixth Kentucky Derby winner.
Wow.
And that's pretty amazing career right there. Just sick of him. Ozzy Osbourne. There's a new documentary coming out called The Nine Lives of Ozzy. And have you ever done anything to your wife that you thought, well, thank God she forgave me and we're still married?
Oh, absolutely.
Ozzy has a moment like that with Sharon. He was on drugs. He tried to kill her.
I felt the calmest I'd ever felt in my life.
He came into the room and he just said, we've come to a decision that you've got to die.
Now stay with this because there's a fact in this story that I think is sort of undersold, but I enjoy it. Okay, here's part two.
You know, he was calm, very, very calm, and then just suddenly he lunged across at me and just dived on me and started to choke me. He got me down on the ground on top of me, and I was feeling for stuff on the table, and I felt for the panic button, and I just pressed it. And next thing I know, the cops were there.
Does it make you feel uncomfortable when you talk about it?
Well, it's not exactly one of my greatest achievements.
What they sort of soft sell in there is the fact that she has a panic button. If you're at a point in your marriage, where you have a panic button, maybe you need to go to the next level of counseling or something. I don't know.
I love Ozzy's response. Not one of my effing proudest moments.
Well, they're still getting it done. Bless their hearts. Bless. Mm-hmm. Let's close with this. A skydiving student who was perhaps very, very nervous to skydive, did the jump. It was one of those tandem jumps where they're actually attached to the instructor. And the student, a guy, passed out after they jumped, came to during the free fall, and didn't remember that he was skydiving.
Imagine
coming out of being passed out, and all of a sudden you're hurtling towards the earth. You might wonder what the scream would sound like.
This is great.
Here we go.
Hey!
And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Once more?
Oh, yeah.
Hey! Okay?
That's a guy?
It's a guy.
That's a dude?
It's a fella.
I'm sorry. I know we're running out of time. You got to give us a threefer for that one.
Hey!
I got nothing.
It's a winner.
For Robin Oscar, this is Mike O'Meara. That might be a gem for a long time, too. We'll see you tomorrow for another TMOS. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. Also, Pony Boy Matt Bloom. Keep up that energy, buddy. R2-D2. We'll be back tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Labor Day.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Good morning!
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Well, I know that. They bring me in cold.
The best is yet to